thank you, and greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, our star is Sterling Holloway in the saga of Middleton Grimes. Act one in just a moment, but first, a word from our announcer, Wendell Niles.
It's at your grocer's now. The great new 1949 Durum wheat harvest is in, and it's the finest ever produced. That means La Rosa brings you the most delicious macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles you ever tasted. Because La Rosa's got the cream of the crop. You see, La Rosa is the world's largest user of fine Durum wheat semolina. So it's natural that leading Durum millers offer La Rosa first choice of super select number one cream of the crop semolina. Prove it to yourself. Tonight, make the La Rosa three-way quality test. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the natural sunshine of the world's finest semolina. Taste La Rosa's luscious flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, with that just right firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Now, once again, our producer.
And now the curtain rises on Act One of the saga of Middleton Grimes, starring Sterling Holloway. Today, watching a certain young man working as a bank teller, one would never guess that he came from a long line of truly great men. Zachary, the first of the Grimes family, is said to have come over on the Mayflower. Middleton Grimes fought with General Lee and was a hero of Vicksburg. But the last of the Grimes, the modern one, isn't nearly so illustrious. It doesn't even seem right for him to have the same name as his great-uncle Middleton, for he isn't even a good bank teller.
Grimes.
Yes, Mr. Wilson?
Grimes, you're an idiot. Look at this statement you've just finished. You can't add two and two.
I think so, Mr. Wilson.
Well, I don't. Grimes, you're fired.
But, Mr. Wilson...
There are no buts about it. Just get your check at the window and be on your way.
But...
You heard me. I'm sick and tired of lecturing you every day. You're a detriment to the bank, Grimes. Not only that, you're a fool of... A dunderhead.
Yes, Mr. Wilson. But you don't have to rub it in. I can take a hint. A building doesn't have to fall on me. So I'm a fool, huh? And I'm a... wait a minute. What was that last thing he called me? Yeah, a dunderhead. Oh, I guess there's a lot of things I could have called him, too, all right.
Middleton!
Huh? Oh, hello, Ellie.
Hello, Middleton. What are you going home so early for? It isn't a holiday at the bank, is it?
No.
Well, why aren't you working, then?
I got fired, Ellie.
Oh, Middleton, no.
Yes. Again.
Oh, dear. What are you going to do now?
I don't know. I won't be able to get a job around here anymore. I've already been fired off of about all there are around here.
But, Middleton, you'll have to do something.
Yes, I could do something.
What, darling?
I'm a failure, Ellie. I'm no good. And I could take the coward's way out.
Oh, Middleton, you don't mean...
Yes. Yes, I do mean it. It might be best for both of us, Ellie. I'll never be able to marry you. I couldn't even support you. I'm worthless to the world, Ellie. I'm a dunderhead.
Oh, no, darling. You're not.
That's what Mr. Wilson called me.
Well, Mr. Wilson's an old fool.
He called me that, too.
Well, you just never mind what he said.
Oh, gee, Ellie, I don't know why I'm such a flop. I come from a good family. All of them real important people, too. And look at me. The last of the Grimes. A failure.
Oh, you're not really a failure, Middleton. You're not. There are a lot of people like you. People that just haven't been able to find their proper place in the world. But you just can't give up when things go against you.
Oh, maybe not, but... I can't help thinking. Oh, I sure must be a terrible disappointment to that Grimes family. Boy, I'll bet my ancestors would turn over in their grave if they ever heard about the way I've been carrying on their name.
Oh, they'd understand. I'm sure they would. Oh, dear. I just remembered, Middleton. Hmm? Mr. Cassidy, the postman, gave me this letter to give you.
Hmm?
It's marked special delivery. Must be important.
Gee, I don't know anybody who'd been sending me a special delivery letter.
Oh?
Dear Mr. Grimes, it is with deepest regret that we write you to inform you of a thing.
What is it, Middleton? Is it bad news?
Ellie, it's my uncle. My great-uncle Middleton, you know, the one who was in the Civil War?
Well, what about him?
He's dead. Oh. And he left me his entire estate.
Middleton?
Gosh, and I hardly remember him. I only met him when I was little, you know. Gosh, Ellie, I'm rich. Gosh, I got to leave here right away.
But why? What?
It says so here in the letter. They want me to come to Huttonsville as soon as possible.
Huttonsville? That's miles from here.
Yeah, I know. About 100 miles. I've got to get on the train. Oh, Ellie, do you realize what this means? We'll be able to get married now. We'll be able to buy things. We'll have a house of our own.
Oh, Middleton.
Yeah, I'll send for you right after I get there, Ellie. Oh, gee, this is wonderful. Poor Uncle Middleton.
And this is your uncle's mansion, Mr. Grimes.
Yeah, it's old, isn't it?
I'm afraid it's not exactly modern, but then, of course, you must realize that this has been your uncle's home for almost 90 years.
Yeah, well, I guess we can't expect too much. Now, about the...
The deed? I have it right here. Here you are, Mr. Grimes.
Oh, thanks. But about the rest of Uncle Middleton's property.
Oh, of course, yes, the furnishings. Yes, they're yours. You'll find all the inventory listed in the deed.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, but I didn't mean the furnishings. I mean... Well, how about the money?
The money? Oh, yes, certainly. That's stupid of me, of course. If you'll just sign this release, Mr. Grimes, here's a pen.
Here?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. And here's your check, Mr. Grimes.
Oh, thanks. I wondered for a minute what's this?
I beg your pardon?
This check, it's made out for $6.85?
Yes. Is anything wrong?
Wrong? Of course there's something wrong. You said in your letter that I inherited all of my uncle's estate.
Yes.
Well, then, where's the rest of the money?
The rest? Well, that's all there is, Mr. Grimes. Here's the final statement, audited and certified. Your uncle left all his worldly possessions, this house and the furnishings, and a monetary sum amounting to $56.85. The will stipulates a $50 attorney fee. And that leaves, well, precisely the amount of the check I've just given you. $6.85.
Jumping Jehoshaphat. But I thought he was rich.
Well, undoubtedly he was, for a time. But then taxes on his house and the property here.
Taxes?
Yes. Oh, that reminds me. Yes. Here you are, Mr. Grimes.
What's this?
A tax blank. Your quarterly installment on the house will be coming due within the month.
You mean I've got to pay taxes on this house?
Oh, yes, certainly, yes. But I wouldn't let it worry me, Mr. Grimes. In the event that you have trouble computing your tax, feel free to get in touch with me. I'll be very glad to help you for the usual fee, $65. I do quite a business around these parts. What with being an attorney, a justice, and the chairman of the town committee. Just feel free to call on me, Mr. Grimes. Well, good day.
Yeah, good day. Oh, yeah, good day. Busy man. And thanks. Thanks. Thanks? What am I saying? What an endowment. Two-story mansion. 90 years old. Furniture and this old chair I'm sitting in. And what's this? Oh, family album. Zachary Grimes. Benjamin Grimes. Middleton Grimes. That picture on the wall of Uncle Middleton kind of looks like he doesn't approve of me. You don't have to frown at me, Uncle Middleton. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that I'm the only Grimes who doesn't have a picture in that family album. I'm sorry, Uncle. Honest, I am. Oh, well, I guess I'll go to bed. Better get some sleep. Gee, it's midnight. I wonder what Ellie's gonna say when I tell her about this. I hope she doesn't... Hey, what's that? Who's there?
Hello, Middleton.
What? Who said that?
It's I, your Uncle Middleton.
Uncle Middleton? It is you. And you look like a ghost.
Why shouldn't I look that way? I am a ghost.
Jumping Jehoshaphat.
How do you like the house I left you?
That's fine, Uncle, just fine.
That's a lie, and you know it. I left you the house with all the taxes on it out of spite. Because you're a failure, Middleton, an utter, complete failure.
I know it, Uncle, but I don't mean to be.
That's beside the point, Middleton. I didn't dream that things would turn out this way. But now that they have, I find you're quite a trial to me.
I don't understand, Uncle.
When I passed on, I was supposed to rejoin General Lee's army. He's waiting for me now, but I can't go.
Why, Uncle?
Until you bring glory to the name of Grimes once again, I never shall be able to find peace.
But Uncle Middleton, I can't do anything great. Besides, I won't have time. I'm going to get married.
Middleton, there'll be no marriage until you carry out your duty as a Grimes.
But, Uncle...
There must be a statue erected in your honor in the town square.
A statue? Oh, that's impossible.
Nothing is impossible for a Grimes. Carry out my wishes or there'll be dire consequences.
Yeah, but Uncle Middleton, a statue.
Yes, good night. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
But... Dieter's gone. How are you going to reason with a ghost?
The curtain falls on Act One of the Saga of Middleton Grimes, starring Sterling Holloway. Our great comedy star and a distinguished cast of La Rosa radio players return shortly for Act Two. Say, Wendell, isn't Sterling Holloway the saddest-looking comedian you ever saw?
He sure is. But I know how to bring a big smile to his face.
So do I. Simply serve him one of your famous La Rosa recipes. A grand La Rosa dish makes anyone smile.
Right, and for a happy Friday smile, ladies, serve your family a special treat. Macaroni salmon loaf a La Rosa. Delicious. Simply combine La Rosa macaroni with canned or cooked salmon and a few other ingredients baked together in a loaf pan. Your family will love it. For the detailed recipe and 100 other wonderful La Rosa treats, consult your La Rosa cookbook. Or if you've not gotten yours yet, send for your big 64-page recipe book today. It's free. Just write La Rosa, that's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, care of this station. Now prove La Rosa's superiority yourself. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine tone of the world's finest semolina. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, made in the unhurried old world way for that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. That's the reason it's America's largest selling brand. Now here's C.P. McGregor.
Act Two of the Saga of Middleton Grimes with Sterling Holloway as our star. Still at a loss as to how to become famous and let his great uncle rest in peace, we find Middleton Grimes sitting on the front porch of the old house his uncle left him. He is racking his brain for ideas.
Jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. That's been done. Go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. No, somebody beat me to that one, too. Gosh, I can't think of a darn thing.
Maybe I can help you think of something, Middleton.
Ellie, what are you doing here? Are you a ghost, too?
Oh, of course not. Mr. Tompkins was driving to Chicago, and this was on his way, so I came along. Save you the trouble of sending for me. Huh. Well, aren't you glad to see me, Middleton?
No.
What?
I mean, yes, well, it's just that, well, you might as well know. I can't marry you.
Oh, but Middleton, don't you love me anymore?
Of course I love you, Ellie. I'll always love you, but... Ellie, I didn't inherit any money after all, and besides that, I'm haunted.
Haunted? Middleton, you aren't well, are you? You've had a shock.
No, I feel fine. I mean, I feel terrible, but... Look, that hasn't anything to do with it. It's just that you can't stay here, and... Oh, what's the use? Okay, stay, Ellie. But don't blame me for what happens in this house. Especially around midnight when Uncle Middleton shows up.
But that's ridiculous, dear. Your Uncle Middleton's dead.
Ellie, darling, that's exactly what I've been trying to tell you. Gosh, it's midnight. Well, Ellie, it shouldn't be long now.
What shouldn't be long, dear?
You'll see. Oh, I wish you'd left here when I told you to.
What's that music?
That's Uncle Middleton's theme song.
You mean...
Yes, I mean...
Good evening, Middleton.
Hello, Uncle.
Who's this with you?
This is Ellie, Uncle. Ellie, this is Uncle Middleton. Uncle Middleton, Ellie.
How do you do?
What's she doing here?
Ellie's my fiancé.
Fiancé? And after I told you there's to be no marriage... Oh, she must leave at once.
Oh, but Uncle...
That's all right, Middleton. Maybe I had better go. I'll get a train reservation back home.
Oh, Ellie.
Goodbye, Middleton.
Goodbye, Ellie. Ellie, I'm sorry about this.
Never mind her, Middleton. Tell me, what have you done today of importance?
Well, today... I've been thinking a lot.
Thinking's no good. There must be action.
Oh, but Uncle, what in the world can I do to make myself famous?
Well, your great-grandfather once ran for the presidency.
But the presidency's kind of sewed up these days, Uncle.
It makes no... Never mind. The point is that you're to bring honor to the name of Grimes.
Oh, but I tell you, it's impossible, Uncle Middleton.
And I tell you, nothing is impossible for a Grimes. Now, I don't intend to keep General Lee waiting.
Oh, gosh, Uncle.
And don't forget that statue of yourself.
Oh, sure, statue.
Good night, Middleton.
Oh, good night, Uncle. Oh, what a mess. My girl about to go back home and a crazy ghost trying to get me to be famous. Who wants a statue here in this silly town square anyway? Besides, there's already one there. It's a statue of Uncle Middleton. He must have been something here in Huttonsville. I guess he wants my statue here so he can keep an eye on me.
Good morning, young man.
Huh? Oh, yeah, good morning.
You live here in Huttonsville?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's fine. You see, I represent a national magazine. We're doing a layout on Huttonsville. Mm-hmm. Typical American small town, that sort of thing. Been trying to get a little local color from the people themselves.
Oh, I don't think I could help you.
Oh, you never can tell. You might be a very important citizen here.
Now you are off the track, mister. If anybody was just plain nothing, that's me. You see that monument over there?
The statue?
Yeah. Do you know who that is? That is my uncle. My great-uncle. He served with General Lee in the Civil War, and his great-grandfather, he was assistant to President Madison. And do you know what I am? I am a bank teller. Correction, I was a bank teller up until last week.
What are you doing now?
Nothing exactly. I'm sort of looking for a place to fit in. You see, I don't want to be a great man, mister. And maybe that's the trouble. I don't want to be president. I don't want to be a hero or a leader of the people. I just want to marry my girl and have a home and a family and be just plain me. Middleton Grimes, small-town American citizen.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good idea to me. Would you mind if I took a picture of you?
What for?
Well, some of that local color I was talking about. We're going to have a few shots of the townspeople here. Do you mind?
Oh, okay, go ahead if it'll help you.
Fine, now, just stand there.
Like
where
this?
You are. How's that's that? It. Yeah. Hold it. Good. Thanks, Mr. Grant.
Oh, shucks, that's all right. Hope I didn't break that camera. What time does your train leave, Ellie?
2:00.
Gee, it's only a half hour.
I know.
Ellie, I'm sure going to miss you. I told you that before, didn't I?
Yes.
I brought a couple of magazines for you to read.
Oh, thank you, Middleton. That was very sweet of... My goodness, what's all that noise?
Oh, gee. Gosh, Ellie, people.
Yes, a crowd of people, and they're headed this way, Middleton.
Oh, you suppose it's some sort of a parade or something?
Well, I don't think so, Middleton. They're carrying banners, and with your name on them.
Huh?
Well, Middleton.
Yeah?
Middleton, I didn't think I'd be seeing you again so soon, but as I told you, I'm chairman of the town committee, and the people want to know how you feel about it all.
You want to know how I feel about what all? So what's the matter with all you people anyway, cheering and parading around?
You mean you don't know? But, Middleton, you got a copy of the magazine right there in your hand.
Magazine? Well, sure, I bought it for Ellie to read on the train, so what?
So you haven't even looked at it?
No, I don't see what. My gosh. Ellie!
What?
My gosh, look on the cover here. It's me.
That's
oh,
right, that's
goodness.
Right. Here, read what
funny?
It says on the inside.
Oh,
yeah, it says... Middleton Grimes second appears on this week's cover because he seems typical of Mr. Average American. Mr. Grimes has no desire to be a great man. Rather, he prefers to live a peaceful, quiet life in the likewise typical American small town of Huttonsville. See page 58. And so it is that we salute Middleton Grimes second of Huttonsville, Mr. Average American.
That's it!
My gosh, me, Mr. Average American. Jumping Jehoshaphat.
And now, in my regular capacity of attorney, Middleton, I'll be very happy to help you with your endorsements.
What endorsements?
Why, hundreds of them, of course. You've been asked to endorse 9 brands of cigarettes, 3 makes of automobiles, and 2 styles of long underwear already.
Yeah, I don't think the oh, gosh.
Oh, yes, and there's the matter of the monument in the square.
Monument?
Yes, I thought a statue in bronze would be kind of nice, and perhaps the simple inscription, Mr. Average American.
A statue of me? Gosh, what do you think of that, Ellie?
Gosh.
Yeah, gosh. It's been a long day, Ellie.
Oh, it's been a wonderful day. I'm awfully proud of you, Middleton.
Thanks, Ellie, but I didn't do anything.
That's why you're famous.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, I wonder if Uncle Middleton will be satisfied now.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Middleton!
Huh?
Well, something just went past me like a cold wind.
Hey, listen. Uncle Middleton's theme song.
Oh, you must have heard about your statue.
Yeah. Well, it kind of sounds like he approves. You must be going back to General Lee. Goodbye, Uncle Middleton. My regards to the general.
Goodbye, Uncle Middleton.
Goodbye, children.
Well, Ellie, looks like he's letting us be together again.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll always be together from now on, won't we, Ellie?
Yes.
And... Gee, Ellie, we'll get married and have a home and a family. A couple of boys, huh?
Well, I'd kind of like a couple of girls.
Well, shucks, that's all right. We'll have quadruplets.
Oh, but that's pretty impossible, isn't it?
Why, Ellie, don't you remember what Uncle Middleton said? Nothing is impossible for a Grimes.
so the curtain comes down on our play, The Saga of Middleton Grimes. In just a moment, I'll be back with our star, Sterling Holloway.
See, taste, compare. Prove to yourself the superiority of La Rosa macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles. Tonight, make the three-way La Rosa quality test. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine color of the world's finest semolina, the cream of this year's great Durham wheat harvest. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious. Taste that firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Look for the big red rose on every package. Get La Rosa, America's largest selling brand. For real economy, remember it's a full pound. Now, once again at the microphone, our producer.
Sterling and ladies and gentlemen, our time has expired. So it looks as though we'll have to postpone our informal chat with our star until he again joins us. I just want to mention that next week, we have an all-star series of plays on hand to make a full week of pleasurable listening. On Monday, Ona Munson and Elliot Lewis star in a highly dramatic love story, Return to Singapore. Following in this order on subsequent days are Barbara Britton, Charles Starrett, Martha O'Driscoll, and finally, lovely Diana Lynn. Be sure to join us each day. And until Monday, when we next come your way, thanks for listening. Have a fine weekend, and here's Cheerio from Hollywood.